In the pre-TV days of World War II, the making and exploitation of heroes was a relatively simple matter.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Audie Murphy, a poor farm boy from Texas, became a much-decorated hero for acts of valor that included single-handedly storming a German gun position. His picture appeared on the cover of Life magazine. And after the war, he became a movie actor, and he played in 44 films in 25 years. The case of PFC Jessica Lynch, America's favorite fighter in the Iraq War, is different. After being made into a hero by the military and a cooperative media, the seriously wounded soldier is now having to fight real hard to avoid being turned into a weapon of mass distraction. First, we had the big publicity buildup by the military, which conveniently managed to have a video camera on hand for the nighttime rescue of the wounded soldier. Then, the original account of her capture and rescue had to be toned down. She had been injured in an accident, not by enemy fire. Before being captured, she had not emptied her rifle at the approaching troops because her gun had jammed. In the hospital, which Iraqi troops had evacuated shortly before her rescue, she was well treated by nurses and a doctor who tried to return her to American lines. The New York Times asked whether the U.S. military manipulated the episode for propaganda purposes. But never mind. Jessica Lynch was hero enough for a nation desperately short of heroes. But heroism has become a fungible commodity. And while she recovered from her wounds, her family by her side at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in suburban Washington, she became the target of the GET, that is media jargon for landing the first interview. This is a time of media conglomerates and multimedia deals, and so CBS, a unit of the vast Viacom empire, reached far in quest of a big get. It offered the recovering soldier a deal it hoped she couldn't refuse. In exchange for an exclusive first interview, CBS offered a made-for-television movie, a televised MTV concert in her hometown of Palestine, West Virginia, and a book contract with Viacom-owned Simon & Schuster. Other networks represented themselves as shocked by what looked like a form of checkbook journalism. An NBC spokesman said haughtily, "We don't bundle." That's more media jargon. The networks have all sent their pitches to Private Lynch at the hospital, and they're waiting to hear back. These are anxious times that Viacom, Disney, GE, and Fox, panting for the big get of America's hero. This is Daniel Shore.